Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It was already in English, so here is a cleaned-up version with headlines presented clearly. Australia welcomes Trump's removal of beef tariffs, seeks more relief. Trump cuts tariffs on beef, coffee, and other foods as inflation concerns mount. Analysis: China finds bigger role as U.S. sidesteps Brazil climate summit. Shell ordered to pay Venture Global's legal fees after arbitration loss. Chilean right-wing eyes return to power as crime, migration dominate election. Ukrainian attack halts oil exports from Russia's Novo, affecting 2% of global supply. Sources say, oil settles up more than 2% as Russian port suspends oil exports after Ukrainian attack. U.S. to allow transactions involving Lukoil and Caspian Pipeline Consortium, website shows. U.S.-Ukraine Critical Minerals Fund hires advisors, A&M to identify projects. Cheniere Energy Executive forecasts major natural gas demand for LNG plants. Trump buys at least $82 million in bonds since late August. Disclosures show Russian stocks lower at close of trade. MOX Russia index unchanged. U.S. paves way for talks on sale of Lukoil's foreign assets. U.S. jury says Apple must pay Massimo $634 million in smartwatch patent case. BHP liable for 2015 Brazil dam collapse. U.K. court rules in mammoth lawsuit. Tesla requires suppliers to avoid China-made parts for U.S. cars, WSJ reports, the one chart that tells you if the AI boom is getting out of control. Investing.com Stocks of the Week. FAQ, what you need to know about prediction markets. Former Fed Governor Kugler's exit came amid forbidden trading activity. Switzerland wins U.S. tariff rate cut to 15%, pledges $200 billion in U.S. investments. Natural gas storage surpasses expectations, indicating weaker demand. U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis working on new economic data calendar post-shutdown. U.S. trade chief says Trump now ready to issue tariff exemptions on some food products. U.S. reaches trade deal with Switzerland, USTR says. Over-indebtedness on the rise again in Germany, survey shows. Slovakia's economy grows 0.3% in Q3, beats annual forecast. French inflation slows to 2.8% in October, below expectations. U.S. to remove tariffs on some products from Ecuador, Argentina, Guatemala, and El Salvador. Thailand says U.S. trade talks to proceed despite Cambodia dispute. What to know about the $550 U.S.-Japan investment mechanism? Can inflation help reduce debt? Deutsche Bank weighs in. What does the end of QT mean? UBS says Trump's new mortgage proposal could double interest costs for buyers. China to strengthen fiscal policy. Finance minister says in Xinhua interview, New York Fed met with banks over key lending facility, FT reports. As Fed hawks press their case, traders bet against December cut. Market moves. EOS climbs 20% in rally. Litecoin climbs 10% in bullish trade. EOS climbs 11% in bullish trade. Eric Trump shrugs off crypto route. Eyes Real Estate Tokenization, WSJ. Coinbase Ventures-backed Supra offers $1 million bounty to beat its parallel EVM execution engine. Bitcoin price nosedives to six-month low below 96K as DEC rate cut bets wane. XRP falls 10% in sell-off. Strategy's Michael Saylor posts photo with caption HODL. EOS falls 14% in bearish trade.